Mike, after all these years playing against Detroit, is it different to prepare for their defense without Sue in the middle of it there?
Detroit's defense is excellent. Definitely had some excellent battles when he was there. But you watch him on tape, there's a lot of similarities to the prior years. They're playing hard. Scheme-wise, they still challenge you. We feel they're still a very good defense.
Mike, the middle three in your offensive line has been a strength over the last few years. And looking at the last 2 weeks, did you guys figure out why they had such a hard time?
Our offensive line is a strength today as I stand here, and we're counting on them to perform well this week. So as far as the last 2 weeks, there's definitely things our whole team can learn from, offensive line included. So I still think our inside three guys are still a very good strength.
Mike, what was the thinking moving Alex from the box down to the sideline?
Well, we had two plans going into the preseason. Obviously plan one and plan B, two, or however you want to look at it. And just watching it, having Tom do the same thing he's done in the past and also call the plays, we thought it was we'd be fine. And the benefit of having Mike Solari on the field was something that the offensive staff thought would have been a bonus, and having Alex up top. Alex has done that. So you look at all the things, people's prior experiences, and as you build job responsibilities. But, the fact of the matter is, really with, frankly, these new surface tablets that we have, the quality of information on the sidelines better this year than ever. So you just take all those things into account, and I thought it was a very easy adjustment, and I thought it worked out fine.
So was the idea to be able to let Tom concentrate on what he's going to call the next series while Alex talks to the quarterbacks?
It's really getting Tom in the rhythm and the mindset of, frankly, how I felt like I was into, where you don't really need to worry about correcting a position or, listening to all the conversation that's in, really getting the information that you need and focus clearly on the next series. So where, as before, he was going through every single picture, with Aaron, that's, obviously a conversation and then getting ready for the next series. So, frankly, it's also a product of, our young coaches' development, Luke Getze and David Rye, and just real impressed with both those guys and their knowledge, their game day instincts, and their ability to communicate. And, we feel very, 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 very good about those guys up in the box, where at the beginning of the season, I wanted the experience of Alex Van Pelt up there because Alex had did that in the past.
You've spoken so often about the importance of the running game. What do you have to do to get it going?
Well, the running game, we've got a new plan for this week and execute it in attempts. That's really the focus. And, third down production usually equates to a pretty good run game, because when you're going on third down, you get an extra series of down, you get more attempts. So I have rarely been around a football team that was really good running the football on such, low number of attempts. So I think if you look at our rush per attempt, you say, hey, they're pretty good. But obviously the number of opportunities we have is way too low.
Mike, you mentioned those surface tablets. They look like they're pretty durable, too, based on Aaron's reaction late there. What have your conversations been like with him this week and after the last couple of weeks, the way things have gone? Is he frustrated? And what do you, with the relationship you've had with him for so long, what do you do to kind of get him where he needs to be or whatever?
Well, I think the biggest thing is not to overreact, and I definitely don't see that from Aaron. I see Aaron reacting like our football team, but probably even a different level, reacting a lot like the coaches. His time that he spent in here yesterday, and getting on to the next opponent, and making sure that just get an earlier start and heighten a sense of urgency is what I've seen.
Mike, this is a big start, a big divisional stretch. Obviously, you've had a lot of divisional success. 8 games gone. How big is the NFC North now in terms of the targets that you talk about?
I mean, you have to take care of your division. That's something we've always focused on. We have a regiment that we pretty much stick to each and every time we play a division opponent. Our off-season preparation know, obviously a little different this year playing against the Lions just because of what's gone on in Detroit here in the last month. So these are the most important games of the year, and that's our approach. We understand the urgency of these games. We understand the way you have to play in these games, and that's what we're focusing on as we go through our preparation.
And Mike, I assume the front office stuff doesn't affect your preparation at all, but the change in the offensive coordinator, what kind of impact does that have on your preparation?
Well, I think you just got to make sure you're ready to go for your sideline adjustments, because I mean there's going to be something different there, and not only change the offensive coordinator's approach, but also to come off a bye week. So you got to be ready for all those things.
Like you mentioned earlier in the week that you were disappointed with the number of mental errors in the game in Carolina. When you look at that, who's accountable for that, and then how do you go about fixing it with a group of professionals?
With a group of who?
Professionals. A group of professionals.
Well, anytime you go through a course of a season, there's areas of your football team you stay focused on each and every day, and obviously have an evaluation process that you go through weekly. That's the way we do it. We're all professionals. We're all accountable, and we all need to do a better job.
Mike, what's the plan with Eddie Lacy today for practice?
As of my conversation this morning, I would think Eddie would be full go today.
I think when you don't run the ball well, people talk about the running backs and the line. What about the secondary blockers, the tight ends, the fullback, the other wide receivers?
Well, they're part of the blocking unit. I mean, it's, you know, you have first level blocking responsibilities, you have second level blocking responsibilities, and it needs to be better. And that's, it's not just one guy. If it was just one guy, we would have made an adjustment or a change already.
Mike, what do you think the availability will be for practice with Sam Shields and Quentin Rollins and Casey? I assume Casey's still in the concussion.
Definitely. I'm hoping to get more information. I mean, we have a lot of ifs and buts and whats right now as far as who's playing where. So today's practice, I know about as much as you do.
Mike, for a quarterback, you know, when you have a play like that at the end of a game and it just doesn't happen and he's frustrated with how he handled it and everything like that, does that sometimes cause a guy to just kind of look back, step back, and look at everything, or is it just one isolated play that went wrong? I mean, does it cause a guy like Aaron Rodgers to sit back and analyze it and say, is this a bigger picture problem, you know, that play didn't work?
So we're saying the one play is a bigger picture problem?
I'm not
sure you're asking.
Does he look at it and say, you know, okay, is there something I can learn from that that's gone on through the whole game? You know, can one play do that for a guy?
I think, you know, one play that sticks out in games throughout your career, you know, you always probably look back more on than others, but it's still all part of the experience. I think the worst thing you can do is, and I think it's really even a bigger challenge than when you win games. I think when you don't win a game, you take a hard look at the opportunities that were missed. They stick with you, you know, better than the ones you miss in a win. And that's why I've always coached from the positive and the successful side of the spectrum, that the hardest thing to handle in this business is success. So whether he missed it in a win or a loss, to me, he would gain more from it, because I think that's just human nature. I mean, when you miss something and the game doesn't turn out the way you want it, you know, that sticks with everybody. But so I think we all can learn from the past 2 weeks, and that's what we're doing. We're applying it forward to our preparation against Detroit.
Hey, Mike, in the preseason, I think Tim and I gave you a hard time about you didn't seem to know what to do with your hands because you didn't have a play sheet in your hand early on there. What's going to What all you got on your card now? Like, it's a giant sheet again. I'm not looking for specifics, but what kind of stuff do you have on?
Well, it's four sheets, actually, Jason.
That's a lot. Yeah. Is that more than one?
No, I'm down from six. So I've cut back.
So what, I mean, is it, do you have an offensive sheet, a defensive sheet, a special team sheet?
And a little more, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Two more, please.
Coach in the game.
How did you arrive at that? Like, because, again, you started out with nothing. Basically, or maybe a little like note card.
Well, preseason is different. I mean, I'm evaluating personnel as much as anything during the preseason, substitutions, communication network that's changed. So those are really the things I was focused on in the preseason. So, but yeah, it's the game plans. It's everything that we need. I could call three phases now if I needed to. So. It's not going to happen. Cut that. It's a joke.
Mike, do you sort of feel like James Starks is your hot back right now and the one you need to get the ball to more than anybody? Or?
I would say James is our number one back right now, just going into Detroit. He's played very well, and he's earned that opportunity. But, I've never been in we talked about this a number of times in the past. I'm not a big believer in just riding one running back the whole season. So we'll stay with the 1-2 punch.
Do you give Tom input once the game starts as far as the play calling, or is that just kind of a weekday game plan thing and you just let him roll?
Correct, yeah. I mean, there's input. I'm on headsets, yes.
We just had the conference call with Stafford a minute ago, and he was mentioning
that. That's why you're late?
Yeah. But he said this is good intel for you. I mean, I'm being sarcastic here, but I'm sarcastic. But I mean, he said they got some new things in store, which is, I'm sure, what you'd expect, wouldn't you, with the coaching changes and a bye and all that?
Well, I mean, while you weren't here, we talked about that already. Them coming off a bye week and having a new offensive coordinator. And so we're expecting to see some new things, yes.